The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
It rolls off the rim, no good. Dorzinski hustles down for the rebound. Up ahead to Reinertsen. Three on three, fires it over to Hines. Back up top, Stroh. 18-footer, good. Garrett Stroh, his 10th point of the basketball game. He's the leading scorer, and he is not missing much.
Tonight, it's a Luplett Conference doubleheader from Donovan as the Gibbon Buffaloes battle the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Up top, there's two Ravenna players, and they end up turning it over. Grosshans comes up with a loose ball, one on three. She takes it all the way in and scores. Emma Grosshans.
This is the second meeting of the season between these two schools, with Gibbon getting the sweep in Elm Creek's holiday tournament. Tonight, Donovan Trumbull looks to reverse those outcomes on their home court. It's the Buffaloes and Cardinals coming up next, but first, a new Tech C pregame show. We'll take you live to Donovan Trumbull High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Friday night of high school basketball in central Nebraska as we get ready for a Luplett Conference doubleheader from Donovan Trumbull as the Cardinals take on the Buffaloes of Gibbon. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Our girls' teams have both struggled this year. It's actually, as you heard in the open, the second meeting between the two teams. Donovan Trumbull did beat Gibbon 45-37 in the opening round of the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament. But both teams, just a couple of wins on the season. But these are the kind of games that once you get a little competitiveness in you, you've got a chance maybe to come out with that opportunity. You know, coming out of the locker room, you're playing somebody that you can be competitive with and have a chance to win the basketball game. So we'll see how it all plays out here tonight as Gibbon takes on Donovan Trumbull. Our boys game should be a good one as well. Both teams a little bit closer to 500 on the season, and we'll see what they can get accomplished in tonight's ball game as well. We've got basketball on our other stations in the family of Platte River Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight on 1230 KHAS, Adams Central is taking on Northwest. Tomorrow, Adams Central will be coming up here to Donovan Trumbull. And on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, we're in the Fort Kearney Conference as Amherst is at Pleasanton. Given Donovan Trumbull, we'll look at the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Gibbon, number 10 is a 5'10 freshman, Ellie Snell. Number 12, the 5'6 senior, Michaela Walker. Number 13, 5'7 freshman, Miranda Smith. Number 40, 5'8 freshman, Parker Kenton. And number 42, 5'11 senior, Nisha Altman. Head coach at Gibbon is Jim Rayburn, assisted by Mike Mefford, Holly Johnson, and Kevin Bombeck. 2-11 on the season. For the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals, number 1, 5'6 senior Emma Grosshans averages nearly 18 points a game, which is half of what Donovan Trumbull gets as a team. Number 2 is a 5'9 junior, Kiana Pfeiffer. Number 21, 5'10 sophomore, Carson Poppy. Number 24, 5'3 sophomore, Abby Williams. And number 25, 5'6 junior, Ashley Tarnick. Head coach at Donovan Trumbull is Mark Davis, assisted by Tracy Nelson and Beth Reiners. Donovan Trumbull 2-10 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. They're about ready to play the national anthem here, it would appear, and then the starting lineups will be ready to go for high school basketball. A doubleheader tonight between Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make you home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Donovan Trumbull pep band with our national anthem about ready for high school basketball action here tonight on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're right back in this general area tomorrow as we'll slide just a little south down to Hastings for what should be an outstanding doubleheader. Hastings-St. Cecilia hosting Kearney Catholic. The girls at 2:30 and the boys will follow at 4:15. And we'll have that here on Classic Hits. And as well, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also tomorrow, Kearney High will be at Grand Island, and that'll get underway at 5:15. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader, Terry and Jason Stark, say best of luck to all the area athletes. They're proud to support you, the coaches and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull will tip it off after this timeout.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
It'll be the traveling blue and silver and white trim for Gibbon, the home white and red trim for Donovan Trumbull. And we welcome you in and say hello to all those listening on Classic Hits 98.9 and those listening up in the Ainsworth area this evening on Platte River Preps. Bankofamerica.com. Hope it's a good Friday. We're ready to go. The ball's in the air, and the opening tip is going to be controlled by Gibbon, and they'll quickly get into their offense, and it looks like a 2-3 zone here for Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon tries to dribble into the paint. The ball is knocked away, and it will be our first turnover of the contest. And whoever can do the better job of holding on to the ball tonight, you have to figure, is going to have a better chance to win this game. Obviously, turnovers have been a problem for both teams throughout the season. And Donovan Trumbull gives it right back on the steal by Michaela Walker, and her pull-up jumper is going to be good from 6 feet. And Gibbon will have the first lead of the basketball game at 2-0. They'll set back in a 2-3, maybe a little matchup here. They're definitely doubling on Grosshans. Covering her is Miranda Smith, trying to keep an eye on her as the ball works its way around the perimeter. Grosshans will have to have a big game tonight if they are to win here at Donovan Trumbull. They try to force it into her in the paint. The ball gets loose on the floor, and picking up the loose ball will be Michaela Walker. So Donovan Trumbull, two possessions and two turnovers. Into the front court, Walker. Skip pass over to the left side of the key to the freshman, Parker Kenton. Tries the entry pass, and it'll be taken away by Ashley Tarnick. Tarnick finds Grosshans, and Grosshans will bring it up with a left-hand dribble. Guarded there by Smith. Having trouble holding on to that basketball. Finally just gets rid of it. Over to Tarnick, to Williams. Abby dribbles in, takes a 14-footer. It's good. No one guarded her, so Abby Williams will hit Donovan Trumbull's first bucket, and we are tied at two. Donovan Trumbull will try and put a little pressure on as Gibbon brings it into the front court with Michaela Walker. Dribbles right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench. Stops there, needs somebody to throw it to, just kind of lobs it into the paint. It's grabbed there by Snell and then taken away. Third turnover for Gibbon. Up the floor, Grosshans. Down the middle, left-hand runner up and in. Emma Grosshans, she's had so much contact, and everybody's always guarding her that she's pretty good about getting that ball up and in the cylinder, even though she's been bounced around and has a lot of off-balance shots. As Nisha Altman has it in the front court as they break the press, our first foul of the game, trying to take it to the baseline, Miranda Smith, and Donovan Trumbull stuck the hip out. Foul going to be called on Ashley Tarnick, her first foul of the game on either side. Gibbon will throw it in on a baseline. Underneath their own hoop, Smith lobs it in, gets it to Altman. Altman backs up and has it bounced out of her hands. Just underway, 5:49 to go in the first quarter. It's Donovan Trumbull 4 and Gibbon 2. Girls' portion of tonight's Luplat Conference doubleheader. Inbounds pass comes to Walker. Up top for a three-pointer, Snell. It is going to be too strong, and the ball then goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Hit one of the support wires. And so that makes it dead, and Donovan Trumbull will bring it up. Gibbon setting back in a half-court defense, getting right on Emma Grosshans when she brings it across the timeline. On the right wing to Williams. Working around to Grosshans, left side of the key. Dump it into the corner there to Pfeiffer. Kiana, no dribbles, takes it up top. Williams starts to drive into the paint, pulls up, and a foul going to be called on Nisha Altman. Pretty good position there, got a lot of the basketball. But two free throws is coming up, first foul of the game on the Buffaloes. Abby Williams to the line to shoot two. For Williams on the season, she is averaging 6.5 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. She'll put the first free throw up, and it is in. 5-2, second one coming. And it is up, and it is in. So Williams hits them both, and Donovan Trumbull now up by 4 at 6-2. Full court pressure on. Gibbon able to get it in, and Altman will fire it into the front court. Good pass to Walker. Walker pulls up, going to take the three and hit it. Michaela Walker has all 5 points here for Gibbon. 6-5, 5:10 to go in quarter number one. Grosshans up the floor. They double team her, and it's knocked away. Walker comes away with yet another steal. She's come up with all three of the turnovers. Cardinals have brought Anna Terrazas into the ball game. She is D'ing up here. Feet get tangled up. The ball goes out of bounds off of Gibbon. Parker Kenton, one of three freshman starters, just got her feet tangled up. That'll be the fourth turnover, and we are going to have a sub coming in here. Kenton a little slow to get up, so Coach Rayburn will bring another freshman, Ariel Gomez, in. He has started five freshmen at times, as their roster is just inundated with freshmen. There is not even a sophomore on the team, a couple of juniors, three seniors. 6'5", Donovan Trumbull. They'll work it around the perimeter on offense. Poppy Comes down to the left elbow, takes it down to the post, and hands it off there to Pfeiffer. Back to Poppy, playing on that left wing. Donovan Trumbull trying to keep their hands up. Pull-up jumper, Pfeiffer on the way from 13, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Ellie Snell. Snell trying to go coast to coast, but not fast enough. Donovan Trumbull catches up and punches the ball out of bounds. Jim Rayburn, the coach at Gibbon, quite a number of years ago, was the coach here at Donovan Trumbull. He's had quite a few stops on his tenure. As the inbounds pass for Gibbon, picked off by Terrazas, and she gets knocked down and no foul. Grosshans will take it to the other end and score and draw the foul, so it worked out because they've got a chance at a three-point play, but Terrazas got fouled not once but twice. And they just let it go as she crashed to the ground. Foul here going to be called on Miranda Smith. And the free throw by Grosshans is up and in. And Emma will complete the three-point play. She's got 5 points here in the first quarter. And it's 9-5. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Substitutions in and Gibbon ready to throw the ball in to Nisha Holtman. Guarded in the backcourt closely there by Poppy. Throws over the top of her and the ball's going to be knocked away. Another Gibbon turnover. That's their sixth here in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull quickly up the floor, get it underneath the Tarnick, and she walked with the ball before she got fouled by Altman. She tried to stop, but her pivot foot just kind of gave out from under her, and that's going to be the fourth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Ball inbounds. Gibbon will try to get it to the hands of Gomez. Gets away. They're going to have to call a timeout as Gomez dives on the floor. Coach Rayburn to save the possession. Will burn a 30-second timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:58 to go first quarter. Donovan Trumbull 9 and Gibbon 5.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Donovan Trumbull High School. Gibbon ball out of the 32nd timeout. They'll try to throw it into Altman, and we've got a tie-up. Getting in there is Carson Poppy, and the arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull, so another turnover here for Gibbon. Happened right in front of their bench, so they know exactly what happened. Poppy will get the inbounds pass, take it all the way into the right-hand corner for Sydney Rash, who is playing her first game since returning from injury. Up top, a 15-footer is on the way. No good by Poppy. Fight for the loose ball. It ends up going out of bounds. And did we get a foul? No, they're just going to say out of bounds. So Donovan Trumbull will keep it underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it in, get it to Rash. Rash trapped in the lane. Better get out of there. And finally does to the right corner. Another foul called here. Ellie Snell on the shot from Maddie Grosshans. Emma the senior, Maddie the sophomore, and Maddie will go to the line and shoot two. First free throw is on the way, and it's good. 10-5, Donovan Trumbull looking to extend their lead. One more here. And Grosshans will put it up, and it is in, so Maddie hits them both. 5 of 5 from the line here in the first quarter for Donovan Trumbull, and that's helped them take a six-point lead at 11-5. Breaking the press, Gibbon bringing it into the front court is going to be the freshman Snell. She'll take the contested shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Gomez. She'll try an outlet pass to the wing that's batted away. Checking back in for Gibbon will be Parker Kenton. Gibbon only averaging about 30 points a ball game. Donovan Trumbull not much better, just about 36 a game. Just about ready to inbounds the ball, and a young spectator just, I'm going to walk right through you here. So they wait, and now we're ready to go. Next time you'll probably catch one in the noggin. Left elbow trying to get it to Kenton. She drops it. The ball's loose on the floor. Altman got it back into the paint to Snell. She's fouled. They just packing it in there so much. You got 6-7 girls in about 6 feet of space there, and there's just no room to operate. The foul on Donovan Trumbull's Maddie Grosshans will be her first and the team second. Lob into Altman on the inbounds. Catches, can't get the shot away, knocked out of her hands. Up the floor comes Donovan Trumbull with a left-hand dribble, and losing the handle on it is going to be Williams. Kick it back out of the wing, and the shot is up and in by Maddie Grosshans. Gibbon wanted to travel, didn't get the call that time, and it's 13-5. Donovan Trumbull leads it by eight. Into the front court for the Buffaloes will be Parker Kenton. She'll stop with the dribble, rotate it through for Miranda Smith over to Walker. Her three-pointer is up and in. Michaela Walker, who averages about 8 points a game, already has eight, all eight for Gibbon, and they are now down by five, 13-8. Donovan Trumbull back with the basketball. Both teams at least scoring a little bit above their average here in the first quarter. Driving into the paint as Poppy kicks it out. Emma Grosshans for three, and she hit it. Emma Grosshans has eight in the quarter herself, and it is 16-8. So the teams exchange three-pointers, and Gibbon will be back on the offense. A lot of gals just diving after the ball, ending up on the floor. Up to Altman. She's across the timeline and finds Walker. Walker looks for the shot, fires it down to the baseline, caught there by Snell, and in traffic, walked with the basketball. That is turnover number nine here in the first quarter for Gibbon. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, 1:55 to go here in the first quarter of play. It is Donovan Trumbull, 16, and Gibbon, 8.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
Back here at Donovan Trumbull, I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director LaValle and the crew here for their hospitality. They got a little teammates feed going on, so if you're coming a little bit later or just for the boys game, they got a little feed going on out here. You can get some chow. Donovan Trumbull out of the timeout, gets it to Carson Poppy. Poppy sets up and buries a three, and that makes it 19-8. Donovan Trumbull, they're already halfway to their normal season average, and they make a steal in the backcourt. Poppy almost makes the steal. Staying with the play, Walker actually bounced it off her leg and out of bounds. So Gibbon basketball. But Gibbon so young out there. Ton of freshmen trying to build for the future. They get it into Michaela Walker, the senior on the floor with Altman, and Emma Grosshans reaches in and commits the foul. That'll be her first and the team's third. 19-8. Donovan Trumbull on top. Grosshans is out. Williams is back in. Terraza's in there. Poppy's in there, along with Kiana Pfeiffer and Ashley Tarnick. Inbounds pass comes to the top of the key. Snell's going to take a three. That one is no good. Pfeiffer will grab the rebound for Donovan Trumbull. That's their first of the game. There haven't been a lot of rebounds because they're either making their shots or turning it over. Given with the nine turnovers, so they're not getting a lot of shots up for Donovan Trumbull to rebound. In the corner, it's Kiana Pfeiffer. Skip pass over to Poppy. Poppy to the free throw line, dribbles into the double team. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, 19-8 Cardinals. A leader in the lane, up and in for Abby Williams. They're hitting everything. Abby has six, and it's 21-8. Donovan Trumbull by 13. Most likely their largest lead of the year. They led and beat Harvard by 18. But didn't have that lead in the first half. Here they're up by 13, and Gibbon commits another turnover. Still 38 seconds here for Donovan Trumbull to get some more points on the board as Terrazas brings it to the top of the circle. Gives it to Poppy. Poppy one dribble back up between the circles. They'll work it around the perimeter with 25 seconds. Terrazas back out to center court. Carson Poppy. Right wing to Abby Williams. Gibbon setting in that 2-3 zone. And so far, the Cardinals have hit a couple of threes, and they've dribbled into the seams and knocked down a couple more buckets. As we are down to 10 seconds to go, driving in is Williams, kicks it out of the wing for a 16-footer that spins out no good. Rebound brought down by Nisha Altman, And as they try to get up the floor quickly, a double dribble on Gibbon. And there's still just under 3 seconds to go. And Donovan Trumbull is going to get a chance to run an inbounds play here from their own baseline. And Sidney Rash will check in. Ashley Tarnick will slide down there. Gibbon's going to sub in here with Maddie Hyde. Get a little more height in there defensively for this last play. Donovan Trumbull to throw it in. Looking, kick it out on the wing. Three-pointer Poppy is too strong, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull, one of their best quarters of the season. They lead Gibbon 21-8 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
One quarter of play in the books here in our Lou Platte Conference girls game, and it is 21-8 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, and Bree Bailey is in. She'll lob it into Altman, and Altman is just like I don't even know how to describe it. It's like fresh meat out there, and then all the buzzards come. Whoever's got the ball immediately get four defenders on them, and there's just nowhere to go, and the foul is called. Carson Poppy with her first. Not a lot of fouls. Four on Donovan Trumbull and three on Gibbon. But Gibbon is having a hard time just getting shots up. Michaela Walker has all eight of their points, including a couple of threes. Drives the left baseline, switches hands off the glass and in. Michaela Walker with all 10. And it's 21-10. Now they've got to find some help. A three at the other end. Poppy pulls up in transition and hits it. Second three for Carson Poppy. Donovan Trumbull's 3 of 4 beyond the arc. Gibbon is 2 of 4. 8 for Emma Grosshans, 6 for Abby Williams and Poppy. 24-10, a 14-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. Altman tries to find some room in the paint. And she's sandwiched. Nisha just kind of takes all of her shots flat-footed, and that allows Donovan Trumbull to catch up to her. The foul is going to be on Tarnick, her second. And Altman will go to the line to shoot two. First free throw of the game for Gibbon is good for Nisha. Second one coming up. Altman takes the ball, dribbles it off, spins it, shoots, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kiara Pfeiffer. That's the second rebound for Donovan Trumbull. She has them both. Three recorded in the first quarter for Gibbon. 24-11. Donovan Trumbull hardly missed a shot in that first quarter. Up by 13, lob it to the high post. Again, it's Poppy. Bounce pass to the right baseline. Tarnick. Ashley skips it over to Williams. Williams puts it up from 9. It's a little short. Fight for the loose ball, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow will point the way of Donovan Trumbull. Tarnick in there battling for it with Altman. And it'll be Emma Grosshans to throw it in. Underneath her own hoop, she'll kick it into the corner to Tarnick. They kind of give her the baseline if she wanted to drive, but she did not. Up top to Poppy. Right side, Gibbon went for the steal, didn't get it, so an open jumper for Williams, and she'll have it bounce in from 10 feet. 8 points for Abby Williams, 26-11, Donovan Trumbull. So when they're getting the open looks, they are making everything. Michaela Walker now dribbles it out of bounds. Emma Grosshans just wasn't going to give her the sideline in front of the scorer's table, and Walker just kept dribbling, and eventually dribbled it out of bounds. That'll be the 12th turnover for Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull with 4. Free throws in the first quarter. As we said, Gibbon didn't shoot any. 5 for 5 for the Cardinals, so they were even good there. 26-11. In for Donovan Trumbull is Alex Williams. And as she makes the pass off, a travel call here on Poppy. That'll be the fifth turnover for the Cardinals. Don't forget, at half, we will be bringing you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with all of the first half stats, a preview of the boys' game, another collision here at midcourt, and a foul called on Gibbon. No, they're going to call it on Donovan Trumbull. My bad. Emma Groshans with her second. So Gibbon to throw the basketball in at midcourt. Bree Bailey fires it across to Altman. Altman tries to put it on the floor and a reach-in foul. Donovan Trumbull, another one. Tarnick with her third, and that will put Gibbon in the bonus. Nisha Altman will go to the line and shoot a one-and-one, and Donovan Trumbull will use their second timeout. They've got the lead, but Coach Davis wants them to get a little more fundamentally sound here and quit reaching and committing the fouls. 6:17 to go in the first half of play. It is Donovan Trumbull 26, Gibbon 11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout, Nisha Altman to shoot a 1-1, and the first one is up and in. Her second point from the line. Earns the bonus. Second free throw for Altman is on the way, and it is in. So 3 out of 4 at the line for Altman, and it's 26-13. Donovan Trumbull with 6:15 to go here in the first half, given in that 2-3 zone. Cardinals work the ball around the perimeter, take it up top to Poppy, who's had a good first half. In the left-hand corner to Pfeiffer. Back to Terrazas, who checked in during the timeout. Abby Williams also in there with Maddie Groshans. Walker goes for the steal, cannot keep it inbounds. Out of bounds it goes, it'll stay with Donovan Trumbull. So kind of a game that you might expect to see between a couple of teams struggling to win games this year, but Cardinals showing that if they get a look, they can take the shot as Terrazas forces one up and Nisha Altman will block it and take it away. But then the outlet pass goes out of bounds and Gibbon gives it right back. It's a growing process for the Gibbon Lady Buffs. As we said, all these freshmen on the roster. Now on the roster, they have about 18 girls, but 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of them are freshmen. So girls that have to play freshman games, JV games, and then some of them get varsity time as well. They'll be getting plenty of basketball time, and hopefully for Gibbon, they'll be able to get things turned around rather quickly with this freshman class and that they're able to stick through it. Donovan Trumbull to the right elbow. Terrazas this time from 12 feet, puts it up. It's no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Alex Williams. Kicks it out of the wing. The shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bree Bailey, and here comes Gibbon. Up the floor with it, Walker. They try to double-team her. She uses a screen to stop the top of the key and give it off to Bailey. On the post, Altman, one dribble, triple-teamed, and reaching in. Are we going to get a foul or a jump ball? Yep. Nisha's got a bad habit. She catches that ball, and then instead of keeping it up at the shoulders, she brings it down to the hips as the taller player. She's safe at the shoulders but brings it down to the hips. And as we said, there's 2, 3, 4 defenders on her. The arrow does point the way of Gibbon, so they will keep possession. And checking in again for Gibbon will be Maddie Hyde. 5'11 junior giving a little height. She'll take the inbounds pass in the left-hand corner. Trying to find Walker. covered, so they lob it back up to her, but it's over her head and stolen away by Williams. Alex to the other end. Shot is going to be blocked in there by Bree Bailey, and here comes Gibbon. Michaela Walker with the basketball. They are doing everything they can to double her, make her pick the basketball up. She has to try to bounce it off their leg. Nobody there, and out of bounds it goes. So Donovan Trumbull has really slapped on the pressure, but if Gibbon really wanted to do some nasty things here, they would just start dribbling right into the defender because the Cardinals are not set. They're reaching a lot. They'll get the foul called as Alex Williams' 12-foot jumper is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and every time it goes out, it allows Donovan Trumbull to put on full-court pressure. Ariel Gomez is in. So you got Kenton, Walker, Gomez, along with Hyde and Snell on the floor here for Gibbon. Trying to get it in, and they do to Snell. Again, Donovan went for the steal, didn't get it. So here he goes, Snell up the floor, trying to go all the way to the left baseline. Stops, puts it up, no good. It kind of ricochets right back to her there, and they'll get it out to Kenton. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. It's 26-13. Donovan Trumbull as they continue to reach and continue to get called for fouls. Alex Williams with her first 8th team foul here on Donovan Trumbull. Emma Gross-Hans will return to the lineup now for the Cardinals. And at the line is Parker Kenton to shoot the 1-1. And Michaela Williams now going to take a breather. And checking in will be Sydney Kroll, another freshman. 4:11 to go, second quarter. Kenton's free throw is up and in. So Parker will get the second one. Couple of dribbles here for Parker. A couple more, and it's up. And that one rattled out instead of in. Looked the same. The first one fell. Second one didn't. Gross-Hans will get her first rebound. Maddie into the front court. Outlet pass to Abby Williams. Williams into the corner to Maddie Gross-Hans. Still standing in that 2-3 zone. Kind of a box in one, but it's a different box in one as Gross-Hans is covered. The shot from the outside is no good by Abby Williams. Rebound brought down by Poppy. Gets it to Gross-Hans. She'll drive in the paint. No good. Then the ball knocked out of bounds by Gibbon. If we had time of possession in basketball, it would be about 80%, 70% Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon just doesn't have the ball on their offensive side of the court very often. Sydney Rash back in for Donovan Trumbull. Up top for a three-pointer. Poppy, that one is off the mark. She'd hit a couple, but another offensive rebound tracked down in the corner by Abby Williams. And Williams decides to drive. Knocked out of her hands by Hyde. She got it back. Took the shot. No good. And again, offensive rebound Maddie Gross-Hans to Rash, and she is fouled. Right now, Donovan Trumbull is just quicker. They are much more aggressive than Gibbon is attacking the boards. And a couple of times here, they've just went in and taken the ball away. Foul called on Ellie Snell is her second. The 4th team foul on Gibbon. And at the line, Rash. She'll put the first one up, and it is no good. So Sydney Rash just back off an injury, getting her first opportunity to play tonight. Looking for her first point. On the way, and too strong. Follows the shot, almost got the rebound, but Altman grabs it, and Nisha headed the other way, coast to coast, but the runner will not go. And the offensive rebound, Miranda Smith, and then she's tied up. Gibbon, it's not just one player. They get the ball, and they keep it so low, and Donovan Trumbull has figured that out, and they keep forcing the jump ball. And this time, the arrow does point the way of the Cardinals, so they'll take it away. 3:11 to go, first half, 26-14. But Donovan Trumbull has been on 26 for a long time, only 5 points in the quarter. Maddie Gross-Hans, 13-footer is too strong. Backside rebound, another one for Smith. Miranda up the floor, 3-on-2, runs right into the defender. They let it go. Both players hit the ground. The shot's no good. Rebound brought down into the hands of Sydney Kroll. But another travel. Both teams are just going at a very fast pace. As we mentioned in the pregame, they both have 2 wins. They both know they can win the basketball game tonight, and they're really over-aggressive. And in some terms, that is costing them here. With it is Poppy. 2:40 to go here in the half, and a 26-14 Donovan Trumbull lead. Just playing catch at the top of the key here. Into the corner to Rash. Poppy back up top. Open there as Abby Williams doesn't want it. Poppy forgoes the three. Now Williams will drive in. Has her shot blocked by Altman. The second blocked by Nisha. And picking up the loose ball is Miranda Smith. Smith all the way to the other end. And we got a blocking foul. She'll get two free throws. So when Gibbon does get the ball, they are not afraid to attack the hoop. And the foul's on Abby Williams, her first. Two free throws now coming up for the Buffaloes. And Miranda Smith looking for her first point of the game. It's on the way, and it is no good. 10 of the 14 points for Gibbon coming from Michaela Walker. And now the second free throw. As we wait for Smith to get the ball, now a couple dribbles. And the freshman will put it up and off to the right side. No good. Emma Grosshans will get the rebound. And Emma's off to the races. Doesn't have numbers, so gives it to her sister, the trailer, Maddie. Right elbow back out. Here's Poppy's three-pointer on the way. That's off the heel. No good. Chasing down the rebound in the corner. They're going to say that Smith was out of bounds. Must have been the ball hitting the end line. So the Cardinals will maintain possession. But not a lot of offense here in the quarter. Actually, a 6-5 advantage for Minden. They were down 21-8 after the first. Now it's 26-14. In the game is Hannah Hurst for Donovan Trumbull. To Poppy. Left elbow, unguarded, takes the shot, hits it. Carson Poppy with her first two-pointer to go along with a pair of threes. She's got eight, and that breaks a long Cardinal drought. They've got Gibbon doubled up 28-14, a minute 40 to go here in the first half. Kenton in the front court. Gives it to Bailey. Back to Walker. She's out at the 28-foot line. Kind of dribbling in place, trying to get by Hurst, but they double her everywhere she goes. Down to the low post. They'll get it to Altman. She'll square up. Her shot's no good, and then she's right over the back that time of Maddie Grosshans. Nisha with her second personal foul. Fifth team foul on the Buffaloes. Checking in for Gibbon, Ellie Snell. And Maddie Hyde. Checking out will be Altman and Smith. Back in is Terraza for Donovan Trumbull. And Emma Grosshans will check out. She's got a couple of fouls. They've got a lead. Coach Davis doesn't want a silly foul in the last 90 seconds here on Grosshans, so he puts her on the bench. Poppy, right wing. As they get into their offensive set here. Roll it around to the left wing. Terraza down to the corner. Maddie Grosshans trying to post up Pfeiffer, but she's covered, packed in on that 2-3 zone. Ball fake, driving the baseline. Grosshans leaves it off for Pfeiffer. 10-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, Hurst. She'll put it up. Has her shot blocked by Kenton, and it's going to go out of bounds and stay with Donovan Trumbull. 28-14 Cardinals. As they inbound it here, we are down to 1 minute to go in the first half. Preventive Sanitation halftime report coming up. Cardinals on the left side of the key to Pfeiffer. Now over for Poppy. She'll try another three. They've cooled down. Loose ball trying to pick up the bouncy ball, and it's going to be Grosshans. Maddie with her fourth. Trapped in the paint. Puts the shot up and scores. 15. Anna Terrazas knocking down the bucket to make it 30-14. I was shaded away from who actually made it, so I had to get a little help. Appreciate that. Inside, here's Gibbon. Turnaround jumper up. Maddie Hyde got a good look and scored. Hyde finally getting some points in the paint here for Gibbon. 30-16. Still time here for another bucket attempt for the Cardinals. 15 seconds in the front court. Right corner, Pfeiffer. Kiana, couple of dribbles, hits the cutter Hurst. She steps on a foot, and a foul going to be called with 10 seconds to go. It is not on the shot, so Donovan Trumbull will take it out underneath their own hoop. And checking in for Gibbon will be Cheyenne Ellis, another freshman. Grosshans is going to enter here for Donovan Trumbull since they'll get one shot here. Maddie Hyde was called for her first foul. 10 seconds to go before half. Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop. Hurst to throw it in. Lobs it to the top of the key. Starting to drive. Giving it off Maddie Grosshans to Poppy. To Emma Grosshans. Here's a long three. Poppy on the way. No good. Maddie Grosshans offensive put back at the buzzer is good. And that's how it's went for Donovan Trumbull so far tonight. The three-pointer was no good. It was a long rebound. Poppy was about 8 feet out on the right baseline. Caught it, basically shot it in one motion, and it was all net. So at the half, Donovan Trumbull looking for their second win of the season over Gibbon, and they've got the Lady Buffs doubled up here at halftime. It's Donovan Trumbull, 32, and Gibbon, 16. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Trumbull, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to high school basketball, everyone, here on Classic Hits, PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our girls' game, it is Donovan Trumbull, 32, and Gibbon, 16. Don't forget, currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, Amherst is taking on Pleasanton, and then on 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central will be in action tonight as they are at home against Grand Island Northwest. Tomorrow we've got more basketball action for you. We'll have a matinee here on Classic Hits. Should be a good one from Chapman Gymnasium. Let the wind blow you in, and if you can't get there, be sure to tune it in right here as the Kearney Catholic Stars travel to Hastings St. Cecilia. The Kearney Catholic girls undefeated, top-ranked in C1. Hastings St. Cecilia, they are now 11-2 after their 57-56 win over Minden. Minden was the number two team in C1 and hadn't lost a regular season game since 2012. They went undefeated last year until the state finals and had been undefeated until last night, a one-point game. So can St. Cecilia knock off the 1-2 teams in the state in back-to-back games? And then the boys' game, the St. Cecilia boys are ranked number one in the state. They're undefeated in Class C2, and Kearney Catholic and them usually have a pretty good battle, and we're looking forward to that doubleheader tomorrow at 2:30. For Kearney High, they're home tonight against Omaha Bryan, and then tomorrow they'll be on the road at Grand Island. They're going to play in the Old East Gym there at Senior High, so make those accommodations if you're coming over for that game, and we'll have that on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and that'll tip off at 5:15. Also got a great men's college basketball game tomorrow. Duke has taken their lumps, setting at number four in the country, and then they drop two in a row, and they have to take on sixth-ranked Louisville tomorrow at 11 a.m., and we'll have that on ESPN. Then Sunday, we've got the NFL doubleheader at 2:05, Green Bay at Seattle in the NFC Championship, and then at 5:40, Indianapolis at New England in the AFC Championship. Also, your home for Super Bowl 49, ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Here, Donovan Trumbull leads at 32-16 over Gibbon at the half. We'll be back and look at the numbers right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the unofficial first half numbers of our girls' game. We will start with the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. Ariel Gomez, one rebound. Ellie Snell has two rebounds. Michaela Walker leads all scorers with 10 points. She's hit a couple of threes. Miranda Smith, two rebounds. Bree Bailey, a rebound and a block shot. Maddie Hyde has 2 points. Sydney Hall has a rebound. Parker Canton, 1 point and a block. Nisha Altman, 3 points, two rebounds, and two block shots. Three rebounds in the first quarter, six in the second. All of the free throw shooting for Gibbon came in the second quarter, where they were 4 of 8. Three-point shooting all in the first quarter, where they were 2 of 4. Turnovers, that has been a problem, obviously, throughout the year, and it has been again tonight. 11 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Snell and Altman each have 2. Gibbon scored 8 points in each quarter, and at the half, 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from three-point land. They do have 4 block shots, but 17 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Donovan Trumbull right after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's the unofficial numbers for Donovan Trumbull in the first half. 5 different players have scored, 3 different players with 8 points each, including Emma Grosshans. Those all came in the first quarter. She has 1 rebound. Kiana Pfeiffer, 2 rebounds. Alex Williams has a rebound. Hannah Hurst has a rebound. Anna Terrazas, 2 points. Carson Poppy has hit a couple of three-pointers. She's got 8 points and 2 rebounds. Abby Williams also has 8 points and a rebound. Ashley Tarnick has 1 rebound, and Maddie Grosshans has 4 points and 4 rebounds. Just 1 rebound in the first quarter, but 12 in the second quarter for Donovan Trumbull. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 1 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, but just 1 in the second quarter. Foul situation for Donovan Trumbull. Ashley Tarnick has 3, and Emma Grosshans has 2. Donovan Trumbull scored 21 points in the first quarter tonight, 11 in the second. At the half, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, and 5 turnovers, as Donovan Trumbull leads Gibbon at the half by a score of 32-16. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals from Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Let's look at our seeds to success for the second half, brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Well, when you've got a couple of teams that have struggled as these teams have this year, you've got to find out one constant. And for Gibbon, they have got to find a way to take care of the basketball or they will not be able to come back in this game. And as we say that, it's almost stolen away. Michaela Walker does battle to get it back here as they'll get the ball to start the third quarter, but there's a jump. Gibbon didn't even get into an offensive set. And that's kind of what it's tough. You've got all these young girls out there. They're 2-11. They're taking their lumps. They come into a game they think they've got a chance at, and they're down by 16 here at half. So see if they can get off to a good start here, get a defensive stop, and get this thing back into single digits and give themselves a chance. Poppy will take a 15-footer. Carson short that time. Boxing out the shooter is Miranda Smith. She'll get the rebound. Smith trying to go coast-to-coast. Does. Puts it up. Won't go. Short-armed it just a little bit, and Abby Williams will get the rebound. She'll clear the traffic out and bring it up herself. Stops at the right elbow. Out on the wing, she'll go to Poppy. Back up top, Williams wide open. Doesn't take the shot. Dribbled in a little bit. Over to Pfeiffer. To Poppy. Again, trying to box in one here, Emma Grosshans. Emma trying to set a couple of screens and get people open. She finally touches it outside the three-point arc, guarded there by Bree Bailey. Skip pass over to Poppy. Long possession here for Donovan Trumbull. And now an open look from 16, and Poppy hits it. Boy, Carson is hitting the open shots, and she's got 10 points in the ball game, 34-16. That's why Donovan Trumbull has been able to be competitive with more than a handful of teams that they've played this year. They just don't have the stamina to go four quarters with some of the upper echelon teams in the conference. They can shoot. We saw that last week against Ravenna. They're getting a lot more open looks tonight, though. With it is Miranda Smith trying to force it inside. Again, players on the floor. Ball out of bounds. And Gibbon will turn it over for the second time here in the quarter. 19th time in the game. Boys game will follow. 5-6 Gibbon, 4-6 Donovan Trumbull. It was a 61-58 Gibbon win in the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament earlier this year. So we get that kind of game tonight. It should be an outstanding one to watch and see as Altman will get another block shot in the paint for Gibbon, but then on the rundown for the loose ball, a foul called. And it's going to be called on Abby Williams of Donovan Trumbull. That'll be her second and the team's first. 6:11 to go here, third quarter, 34-16. Donovan Trumbull with a comfortable lead here in our girls' game, just pulling away a little bit at a time. As Gibbon will inbound the ball, Miranda Smith will push it up the floor. Dribbles to the right wing and then decides to bring it back out top. Tried to get it to Walker and it bounces off the knee of Grosshans. Now Emma out ahead of the pack. She'll lay it up and in. Her 10th point, first bucket since the first quarter. And the lead now out to 20 as Donovan Trumbull has reached their season average of 36 points. Gibbon cannot get the ball in and they will use a full length timeout here. With 5:47 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Donovan Trumbull 36. And Gibbon 16 will take a timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
5:47 remains in the third quarter of play. And Donovan Trumbull leads at 36-16 over Gibbon, continuing to put on some full-court pressure here. If Gibbon can get it in Michaela Walker's hands or Snell, they got two or three gals that can take it coast-to-coast against this pressure, but they're doubling the ball and dribbling out of bounds again is Gibbon. Kenton, they shove him, they force him, they double him, they force him to come to the wing and trying to drive around. They step out of bounds. Good job by Donovan Trumbull to force Gibbon into what they want him to do. So Cardinal Paul, Poppy has it on the right wing as they inbounded at midcourt up top to Grosshans. Emma will dribble to the right elbow, kick it back out to Poppy. They are the 1-2 punch right now. Terraza starts to dribble in and then has it ripped out of her hands by Miranda Smith. First turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Smith goes coast to coast, draws the foul. That's the sixth overall turnover for the Cardinals, but only their second since the first quarter. And Miranda Smith, who missed a couple of free throws in the second quarter, We'll get two more here, looking for her first point. Carson Poppy with her second personal foul. And the first free throw for Smith is on the way, and it is good. First point of the second half for Gibbon. 5:24 to go, third quarter. And back in is Sydney Rash for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw now, as Smith takes a couple of extra dribbles. And the freshman puts it up off the front of the iron, no good. And fighting for the rebound, still fighting, and finally ends up in the hands of Ellie Snell. She'll give it off to Smith. Baseline jumper from six is good. So a three-point trip down the floor there. Smith gets them all for Gibbon. 36-19, Donovan Trumbull. They waste no time getting it into the front court, trying to throw it into Terrazas. It bounces off her foot. Again, a scramble for the loose ball, and she'll finally grab it out at the top of the circle. Ball now knocked away. Telegraphing the passes. Everybody's jumping that passing lane, both sides. One back cut is going to leave a whole bunch of people looking silly on either side. Terrazas comes into the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out. Poppy for three. It is just short. And the rebound grabbed by Nisha Altman, her third. Off to Michaela Walker. Walker with a right-hand dribble, brings it all the way to the right-hand corner. Gives it off for a three-pointer. Snell, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in. It's Bree Bailey with her first bucket of the ball game. So five in a row here for Gibbon. 36-21, Donovan Trumbull. Get a little life in the Buffalo crowd. Now Pfeiffer from 17, no good, but an offensive rebound by Carson Poppy, and the Cardinals will get a second chance. Poppy dribbles and then kicks it out of the corner. Rash starts down the baseline, cut off there by Snell. Pass out front, stolen away. Chance for a breakaway here, and the layup is too strong by Miranda Smith. She knew she had to race to the other end, and that momentum carried it up there too strong, and Terrazas will get the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. 36-21. Only 4 points in the quarter for Donovan, and they won a couple minutes without scoring, but here's a three. Grosshans, no good. Players to the floor, ball squirts out, belongs to the Cardinals. Hasn't been a lack of hustle out there. These teams have been all over the floor. Checking in now for Donovan Trumbull, Alex Williams, Hannah Hurst, and Abby Williams. Staying out there will be Emma Grosshans and Sydney Rash. Cardinal ball on their own baseline, leading it by 15, 36-21. They'll lob it all the way out top to Hurst. Hannah will give it off to Alex Williams, and they'll set up the offense. To Hurst on the right side of the key. Her lob pass is picked off. The steal is made again by Miranda Smith. This time Smith leaves it short, but the follow is put back up and in. And trailing the play was Brianna Cranow, who just checked in during that last at excuse me. That was Ellie Snell following the play. Ellie Snell following the play. Got her first bucket. 36-23. And another Donovan Trumbull turnover. So the tide is changing, and Coach Mark Davis doesn't like it, and he's going to call a timeout. With 3:14 to go in the third quarter of play, Gibbon has scored seven in a row, but Donovan Trumbull still leads at 36-23. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, members FDIC, 36-23, Donovan Trumbull.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And we're back here at Donovan Trumbull High School. Out of the timeout, Gibbon has the ball. Nobody picks up Ellie Snell, so she comes driving in, and they're going to call her for a charge. Two defenders back there. Sydney Rash held her ground. And Ellie Snell with her third personal foul. That's the first foul of the half on Gibbon. They're trying to keep what they have going, a 7-0 run here. As Donovan Trumbull will bring it into the front court, spread the floor nicely, pass to Rash right underneath the hoop. She'll lay it up and in and draw the foul. Good ball movement there by the Cardinals, and Rash a chance at a three-point play. Her first bucket of the ball game. Foul is called on Ellie Snell, and she has four. Just that quickly, a foul at both ends of the court. And they want to probably get her out of there, so here comes Cheyenne Ellis. That hurts Coach Rayburn's team. Snell, one of the girls that can really handle the ball and get up and down the floor. Now the free throw by Rash. It is off the heel and then drops straight through. So the three-point play for Sydney Rash and the lead back to 16. 39-23, Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon will get it into Nisha Altman. They break the press up to Miranda Smith. Smith runs into the defender. Rash again. Shot comes up short. Rebound brought down by Maddie Hyde. Hyde trying to, or is that Ellis? That's Ellis who gets the rebound. And they'll save the possession. Give it out to Kenton. Zone defense by the Cardinals. Kenton trying to step through. They want to get it inside, but Altman's well covered. They force the pass. It's knocked away. Kenton actually gets it back. The lane opens up. She's hammered, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. So Parker Kenton stuck with it, and she'll get a couple of free throws. The foul will be on Alex Williams or Hannah Hurst. It'll be on Hurst. And the free throw shot is Parker Kenton up and in. She's now 2 of 3 at the line for both of her points. Back in now, Poppy and Tarnick for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They lead it 39-24. 2:28 remains here in the third quarter. Parker Kenton, second free throw, also good. So she's 3 of 4 at the line, 39-25. And Gibbon will slide back into that box and one. Emma Grosshans being guarded. Everybody else in his zone. Rash has her shot blocked in there. It looks like Walker got a hand on it. Now the ball's loose on the ground. Picked up and a block shot again. Nisha Altman, as going up for the shot was Tarnick and had it knocked away. Now Walker, just a pull-up quick three. Comes up short that time, no good. And the ball is saved right underneath the hoop into the hands of Michaela Walker. She'll lay it up and in. Donovan Trumbull was trying to throw it back into the court of play, and it went to Walker for an easy layup. She's got a dozen. Three for Donovan Trumbull. Comes up short that time for Poppy. And Walker gets the rebound. A chance here for Gibbon, but they throw it away on the long pass down the floor there. Nobody was open. And it is picked off. Donovan Trumbull 39-27 over Gibbon. A minute 35 to go. Third quarter. Williams drives. Leaves it off here for Tarnick. Decides not to take the shot. Back out top, Poppy. Emma Grosshans, even though in the box and one, she should be able to get her hands on it once in a while, and she sure hasn't. They're not looking to get it to her. High post to Rash. Rash drives left side of the lane, puts it up and in, and a foul on Altman. Nisha with her third personal foul, and Sydney Rash a chance at another three-point play. She was the last player to score for Donovan Trumbull. 41-27. Now Hyde will come in for Gibbon. Hyde, Walker, along with Kenton, Bailey, and Ellis. And we're waiting on a substitution here, it looks like. And finally, ready to go, Sydney Rash now to shoot the free throw to try and complete the three-point play, and does. 6 of her points all right here in this little two-minute span. 42-27. Gibbon trying to get the ball in. Kenton has it knocked away. Stays with Gibbon as it goes out of bounds. Back into the ball game will be Ariel Gomez for Gibbon and Terrazas for Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon had the length of the court to go, and Bree Bailey will throw it in. Set the screens. And a reach-in foul called on the inbounds pass here on Donovan Trumbull. They had gotten away from the reaching-in situation, but here Abby Williams has whistled for her third. So she and Tarnick now each have 3. For Gibbon, Snell has 4, and Altman has 3. Inbounds pass comes to Gomez. Ariel guarded by Terrazas. Uses the screen to bring it into the front court. Left side. Keeps the dribble. Looking for somewhere to go. Off another screen into the left-hand corner. Now needs somewhere to get the ball. Throws it inside. Short jumper by Ellis. Hit the rim. No good. Got the ball back. Put it up. Ellis no good the second time. And Terrazas will grab the loose ball here for Donovan Trumbull. 45 seconds to go. 42-27, Donovan Trumbull here in the third quarter. They were up 20, and Given got it to 12, but no closer, at least not yet. Cardinals are being very patient with the basketball. Top of the circle, Abby Williams now drives the lane, draws the contact, kicks it out, Pfeiffer, 11-footer, no good. And we've got a foul inside over the back on Donovan Trumbull. And that is the fourth foul on Abby Williams. Fifth team foul. And checking back in, looks like Alex Williams for the Cardinals. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Given basketball. Trouble just getting it in, but finally Kenton breaks free. She's already up the floor and brings it across the timeline. Ball knocked away, but Bailey picks it up. And on the way to the hoop, just throws it up there. No good. Hyde will grab her first rebound. Shot no good. Defensive board by Kiana Pfeiffer. Still 10 seconds to go. Terrazas against the double team. Leaves it off to Poppy. Three-pointer on the way. Comes up short. No good. Rebound brought down by Hyde. And Gibbon from half court tries to get a shot away. But that is the end of the third quarter of play. So Donovan Trumbull up by 16 at the half. Up by 15 heading into the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull 42, the Gibbon Lady Buffs 27. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT pivot tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We head to the fourth quarter of play here at Donovan Trumbull, and the Lady Cardinal girls are looking to pick up the victory here. Their second home win. If they can hold on to the 15-point lead, Gibbon will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 42-27. Michaela Walker continues to lead him with 12 points. She'll drive, lob it into Altman. Short jumper rolls off the rim, no good. Ashley Tarnick will get the rebound. Balanced attack tonight for Donovan Trumbull. Emma Grosshans will take a top of the key three because nobody guarded her. It's stuck on the heel of the rim. Sometimes you see it just kind of wedges there, just died, and then fell into the hoop. 13 points now for Emma, the fourth three-pointer of the game for Donovan Trumbull. So she's got 13. Poppy has 10. Williams has 8. 6 for Sydney Rash. And at the other end, another Gibbon turnover, their 23rd of the ball game. They've been getting a little bit better as the game moves along. 11 of those were in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull has 9, 4 of them last quarter. So back up to a 18-point lead. They've scored 6 in a row on the back door. Boy, Pfeiffer open, didn't drive. She'll give it back off to Tarnick. Short jumper from 5, bounces around the rim, no good. Parker Kenton gets her first rebound. She'll bring it into the front court with a left-hand dribble. Pulls up from 11. Shot no good. Rebound grab by the Cardinals. And that'll be up the floor with Abby Williams. Williams around 1, around 2. Still going right side of the key. She'll leave it off for Poppy. Right corner 3. Won't go for that time. Long rebound comes out to Ellie Snell, who has 4 fouls. She'll find a seam. Come into the paint. Around 2 defenders. Might have got foul. Ball taken away, though. Will be the official ruling, and Emma Grosshans into the other end got shoved, and Snell just fouled out. I think Snell was frustrated that she didn't get a foul on one end and then called for the foul on the other end. Grosshans gets the first 5 points here of the fourth quarter, And they're going to change that and say it's Kenton. My bad. So Kenton called for the foul. Her first. And a timeout on the floor called by Gibbon. 6:38 remains in our basketball game. 47-27, Donovan Trumbull.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
We here at Classic Hits and Platte River Preps would like to send out our condolences to the family of Rich Broderson. Of course, if you have anything to do with sports in our area, you know Rich Broderson, a PA man at UNK, assistant athletic director. His father, Max, passed away this morning. A great man down in the McCook area, was always around sports, was in the radio field in McCook for a while, even coached the old McCook Community College football team years and years ago. Max passed away this morning, and our condolences to the Broderson family. As we come back to action here, Emma Grosshans hits the free throw to complete the three-point play out of the timeout. She now has 16 points, and it's 48-21, the largest lead of the game. Donovan Trumbull, after seeing their lead cut to 12, has now answered with 9 in a row. Michaela Walker skip pass to Snell, three-pointer on the way. He's going to be just short, rebound grabbed by Tarnick. She'll go to Grosshans, and Emma wants to hustle it up the floor. She'll drive in and kick it out of the wing to Poppy. Poppy looks back at Grosshans from the free throw line. The jumper is on the way. No good. Crashing the boards. The ball falls into the hands of a Cardinal, and a foul will be called on Gibbon. Rebound to Tarnick again. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece here. The second on Parker Kenton. 48-27, Donovan Trumbull. 6 minutes to go in the game. Inbounds pass. They left Tarnick wide open in the corner. And Walker comes out there because she stands there with the ball. And they'll move it around. Ball between the circles, Tarnick. Back over on the right wing. They'll get it to Carson Poppy. Ball fake. Driving in is Williams. She'll take a runner from 8. It's too strong. Rebound, Nisha Altman, her 4th. Altman will find Michaela Walker. Walker with just 2 points in the half. Emma Grosshans has picked her up. Gives it off to Ariel Gomez. Gomez right elbow. Knocked away Grosshans. Grosshans coast to coast out in front of the pack. The layup is good. She had 8 in the first quarter, and she's got 8 in the first 2.5 here of the fourth quarter. 18 points in the game for Grosshans as they have put this one away here tonight at home, 50-27. Into Altman. Altman has a little room to roam. Puts it up too strong on the right hand, though, and another rebound for Donovan Trumbull. Another one for Tarnick. They want to run. Outlet pass to Williams. Goes backdoor bounce pass. Grosshans is there, and a little three-footer is up and in. 10 quick ones for Emma, and it is 52-27. So Gibbon had a little life there, had cut it to 12, and just in about 3 minutes worth of work here, it is all gone. Altman is fouled in the paint as she tries to make a move to the hoop. They'll call it before the shot. So Gibbon will take it out underneath their own hoop. Coming in will be Miranda Smith. Donovan Trumbull brings in a host of players. Carson Poppy calling for her 3rd foul. And they'll lob it into Altman. That's their favorite inbounds play. She'll pull up from 6. It sets on the rim. No good. Ball tapped around. Grabbed by Snell. Snell is fouled. And that will put her into the 1-1. Ellie's first trip to the line. Has 2 points, 6 rebounds here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Donovan Trumbull will have a tough couple of games here coming up. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. are their next two games. Free throw is up and in for Snell. First point of the fourth quarter here for Gibbon. The foul was on Alex Williams, her second. And the second free throw by Snell is up, and it is in. For Gibbon, their next competition, Amherst, Centura, and then Kearney Catholic also coming up within the next 10 days. 52-29, Donovan Trumbull, 4:20 to go in the game. Open jumper from the right wing, put up by Abby Williams, no good. Rebound, Altman. Altman's outlet pass is over Michaela Walker's head, and it goes out of bounds. Alex Williams had the shot. My bad, not Abby. Alex. And we'll start to see a few more players rotate in here, it looks like, with 4:12 to go in the game. Cardinals basketball, Maddie Grosshans is going to throw it in to Abby Williams. Also out there is Alex Williams, Hurst, and Sydney Rash. 52-29, Donovan Trumbull. 4 minutes to go in the game. Pass knocked away, but couldn't quite grab it, was Gomez. So they've got numbers underneath to Rash. Layup is good on the assist from Abby Williams. 8 points now for Sydney Rash in her first game of the season. And it's 54-29, and Gibbon will call timeout. They'll have one remaining. 3:44 remains in our game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score of the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals 54 and Gibbon 29.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
3:44 remains in our girls' game, 54-29. Donovan Trumbull leading Gibbon. Buffaloes with the basketball in the hands of Michaela Walker. Dribbles to the left wing. Wants to lob it backside, but is covered, so has to hand it off to Ariel Gomez. Gomez dribbles to the right wing. Double team there. Rotated back against the grain. Driving in Smith. Takes the shot. It's no good for Miranda. Offensive rebound back up. No good. Second chance Snell, and it is good. Hyde missed the first put back, and then Ellie Snell gets the second chance, and she is fouled. So 6 points, 7 rebounds for Snell, and a chance to get number 7 here. The foul is on Maddie Grosshans, her second. Don't forget the end of the broadcast, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Checking in for Donovan Trumbull, Jenna Kreidel, and Kaylee Lewis as the free throw is up and in for Ellie Snell. 54-32, Donovan Trumbull. Now Gibbon going to put some pressure on, see if they can force some turnovers on some of the second-teamers here. Terrazas, Hurst, along with Alex Williams, who will take the inbounds pass. Alex will fire up the floor, finds its way down there to Kreidel. Kreidel will wait for the rest of her team to join her. And it will be left corner. Lewis dribbles into the double team, trying to get it to Kreidel. She's covered. And a timeout going to be called here by Donovan Trumbull. They'll have one remaining. 3:01 to go in the ball game. Each team has one timeout remaining. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 54-32. Donovan Trumbull leading Gibbon.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Out of the Cardinal 30-second timeout. They'll have the ball on their own baseline. Get it into Terrazas. She's got a little 8-footer in the paint. No good. Got her own rebound, though, and kicks it out of the wing for a reset to Alex Williams. Pass knocked away. Cardinals will turn it over for the 10th time. Up the floor with it is Ariel Gomez. Pulls up from 8. Almost banked it in. Shot no good. And Kreidel will run it down here for the Cardinals. Dangerous pass, but Williams got it. Now as they move it up the floor, they've got numbers, but don't want it. Decide not to attack. Slow it up here with 2.5 to go. Williams with it on the right side of the key. Alex back up top to Hurst. On the left wing, they'll go to Terrazas against the 2-3 zone here of Gibbon. They've stayed in that most of the night, or if Gross Hans Emma was in, they boxed and won here. Here's a long three. It's going to come up short for the junior Alex Williams. It's going to go out of bounds to Gibbon. And here comes a whole host of players. We'll start with Donovan Trumbull, Zoe Ballard, and now Abigail Williams checks in for Gibbon. 5 players check in. Some of them we've seen. Bree Bailey, Sydney Kroll. A mystery player, Cheyenne Ellis, and also Faith Tracy. 2 minutes to go. As they are now just all over each other, and we'll get a jump ball out of the deal. Arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull, so Gibbon will give it up here with 1:59 to go. There is a 30 in there, and we have 2 30s on our program, but we're told neither one of them were suited up tonight. So Morgan Watkins-Meyer or Samantha Avina, one of those two young ladies, and we apologize for that. 1:45 to go here in the game, 54-32. Donovan Trumbull with the lead in the ball. Zoe Ballard up top. She'll get it to Terrazas. Now back to Ballard. She's open. She'll shoot the 3 off the front of the rim. No good. Trying to save the basketball. Nice hustle play in the corner by Kreidel. Diving out of bounds. She threw it off the leg of Cheyenne Ellis. Ellis couldn't do anything. It was way down there by her toe, and it bounced out of bounds. Here comes Brianna Cranow in, another freshman for Gibbon. 1:31 remains. 54-32. The New West postgame show coming up. Final stats. And then we'll get you ready for the boys' game, which will tip off around 7:50. Terrazas on the right elbow. Keeps dribbling. Has a shot from 7. Too strong. Rebound grab by Gibbon. Faith Tracy got tripped up, but just stayed right where she was. And if she'd have moved at all, they'd have called her for the walk. But they'll let it go. Gibbon with a basketball. Kroll in the front court, left elbow, swings it over to Bailey. 12-footer, no good. Offensive rebound by Cranow. He'll put the shot up, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Kreidel has it with 1 minute to go in the basketball game. We'll see if anybody else can get their name in the scorebook on this Friday night. With it is Abby Williams. Abigail gets it up top to Ballard. Over to Terrazas, back up to Williams. Continuing to work the ball. Donovan Trumbull will get it into the corner to Lewis. Kaylee back out on the wing, trying to make the steal, getting a hand on it is Sydney Kroll, can't quite track it down. So the Cardinals will chase it down and go after it again to Terrazas' top of the circle. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the game. Kreidel, skip pass up top to Ballard, hands it over to Terrazas, shot won't go. Rebound comes out again to Donovan Trumbull, and Lewis will have her first. One more chance here. Over to Kreidel. Back up top. 10 seconds to go. Nobody really looking to shoot. Terrazas has it again. Throws it out front. Here's a 3-pointer on the way. Off the iron by Zoe Ballard. And the ball will be grabbed by Bree Bailey as the buzzer sounds. So, a couple of teams that have been struggling for wins this season at times struggled on the floor here tonight. But Donovan Trumbull able to get the job done here this evening, as they score a season-high 54 points to beat Gibbon for the second time this year, 54-32. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming your way next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed. undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look at the final numbers in our girls' game. Starting with the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, they had a total of 6-7 players score in the ball game. We had Ariel Gomez with 1 rebound. Ellie Snell, 7 points and led the team with 7 rebounds. Michaela Walker led the team in scoring tonight with 12 points. She had 2 rebounds and a block. Miranda Smith, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Bree Bailey, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Brianna Cranow, 1 rebound. Maddie Hyde, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Cheyenne Ellis, 2 rebounds. Sydney Kroll, 1 rebound. Parker Kenton, 3 points, a rebound and a block. And Nisha Altman, 3 points, 5 rebounds, 4 blocks, and Faith Tracy had 1 rebound. 9 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 6 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 17 in the first half, limited that to 10 in the second half. Gibbon had 16 points in each half and finishes with 32 points, just above their season average. 30 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 7 block shots and 27 turnovers. Gibbon will fall to 2-12 on the season. Up next for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, they'll have a little time off. They will host Amherst on Thursday, Centura on Friday. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Donovan Trumbull right after this on the New West postgame show.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And we are back here, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our basketball game for Donovan Trumbull. And Emma Grosshans led all scorers tonight with 20 points. She did get 10 of those in the fourth quarter after getting 8 in the first quarter of play. Kiana Pfeiffer had 3 rebounds. Alex Williams a rebound. Hannah Hurst had a rebound. Anna Terrazas had 2 points, 3 rebounds. Carson Poppy, good night for her. Hit a couple of threes. Had 10 points, 3 rebounds. Kaylee Lewis had a rebound. Abby Williams, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Ashley Tarnick, 5 rebounds. Maddie Grosshans had 4 points, 4 rebounds. And for Sydney Rash, she had 8 points and no rebounds. Jenna Kreidel had 2 rebounds in the basketball game. 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting was good for both teams. Donovan Trumbull, 5 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, and 1 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers 5 in each half. Donovan Trumbull had 32 points at halftime, 22 points in the second half, and the Cardinals finished with 54 points, 27 rebounds, 8 out of 10 at the free throw line, 4 of 17 from three-point land, and 10 turnovers as Donovan Trumbull improves to 3-10 on the season with a season-high 54 points in a 54-32 win over Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull will have two very tough games. They host Adams Central tomorrow and travel to Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're about 20 minutes away from the start of the boys' game. We'll get it tipped off at 7:50. Until then, a reminder, Amherst Pleasanton is on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, Adams Central, Grand Island Northwest on 1230 AM, KHAS. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here. We'll be back in 15 minutes to get you ready for the Gibbon-Donovan Trumbull boys' game here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.